bring it back.
The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Pop is the place for love.
Oh.
That stands for plenty of fish.
Is that their tagline?
Mm-hmm. Pop, the place for love. And Whitney, that's where you met Dan.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow. I'm going in all excited, and you're like, dude, I've just been blown off.
True. Like, yeah.
I know. So, Whitney, tell us about Dan. Where did you two go on your first date?
Okay. Well, on our first date, we went to Bonefish Grill.
Ooh.
In Trinity.
Okay.
Which was really exciting. And just to reiterate, we didn't just, you know, he wasn't just some random guy I met on Plenty of Fish. He was totally my type when I reached out to him. Like, he was shirtless in his photo and
Yes, good girl. Yes.
And I was like, I was into it. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I was so freaking excited.
Understandable. So, Miguel's excited
girl,
for having
I'm in it too. To tell me, how did Bonefish go? Did you get some bang bang, girl?
It was great. We did it. We got it all. Okay, we had great conversation. Mm. We had great food. It was amazing. I thought we were having a really great time. It was awesome.
So did the night end up at someone's apartment, or did you all part from Bonefish?
Wow.
I'm all stuck on the bang bang.
He was a gentleman, and he, you know, the night ended with a very polite kiss on the cheek, but there was supposed to be more than just that one date.
And then nothing. You haven't heard from him?
Nothing. No, nothing. It's been like a week and a half, and he's like ignoring me.
That is the worst.
I texted him once, maybe twice, but I don't want to do too much.
That's horrible. Right. I can't believe you two shared bang bang shrimp.
I know.
And he hasn't called you back.
Awful.
Well, Whitney, we're going to get down to this situation and figure it out and see why you were blown off. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits. Fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back!
The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Whitney met Dan on Plenty of Fish. She said, you said he had a six pack?
I mean, he was gorgeous.
Which
I
know,
like,
that's
not the best way to describe.
Exactly. Like, we shouldn't focus on that, but it's just got me all excited.
And I'm pretty sure she didn't say if he had a six pack.
No.
I think that you just imagined it, Miguel.
Sorry, that's the picture I'm painting in my head right now. Okay. Anyway, so you met off of Plenty of Fish, went to Bonefish in Trinity, but you haven't heard back from him. So we're going to give him a call. You ready, Whitney?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. All you have to do is stay quiet. We will do the talking and figure out where he's been.
Okay.
Okay. Better have a good explanation.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Dan?
Yes.
Well, hello, Dan. This is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
Good. What?
I know. This is all sounding confusing and weird.
Hey, Dan. It's Holly. Basically, we won't take up a lot of your time. We have a friend in common, and her name's Whitney. And she's just trying to find out where you've been, and we're trying to help her because, you know, if you haven't responded to someone's text, it's a little weird to see what's been going on. So can you tell us about Whitney?
Okay, she's very nice. She reminded me of my ex-wife. I don't know. I mean, that's not why I'm ignoring her.
Okay.
What happened?
She ordered something, and the waiter wasn't sure if they had what she wanted. So the guy went and checked, and it turns out that they did have what she wanted. And so then she started to do the whip and nay-nay in her seat.
Seriously, that's why?
Wait a minute, Whitney.
That's it?
Hold on. Dan, we have Whitney on the phone right
obviously.
Now. Wait a minute. Okay, there's nothing wrong with... Listen, I get excited for food.
The waiter just stared at us like we were complete idiots. It was so uncomfortable.
It is my new happy dance, and I don't care if people stare at me like I'm an idiot.
But it made me embarrassed to be with you, and I thought, if this is happening on our first date, I can't imagine where this is possibly going to go.
Wait a minute, Dan. Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, it's one thing if Whitney's on the table,
writhing
like,
around,
bang, bang, shrimp all around while doing the whip and nay-nay, but if she's just doing it in her chair because she's excited, what the hell is wrong with that?
Because it suddenly turned into, like, we were filming a music video, and she was the it was way bigger than I think you think it was.
I can only go so far from inside my chair. Okay, I wasn't like huge and going crazy and causing a scene. It was just a little a little whip and nene.
Now watch me whip, whip, watch me nene. You know, here's the thing. Some people are a little bit sticks in the mud and they don't like any kind of celebratory fun. So I'm guessing that that's like a no-no for you, Dan. Like you're not.
You don't have fun, Dan.
Oh.
I have fun. I just don't like awkward, uncomfortable situations. And that was like exactly what that was.
No, Dan.
Welcome to life, Dan. Life is awkward and uncomfortable.
After I hang up, I'm going to do a happy dance because I don't have to talk to you again.
Oh, fun ruiner.
Yay! Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app, free for your iPhone or Android.